This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In a friend, salamander, ooh. Give it a hand.
Give it a hand.
Salamander, tropical blend.
What is a salamander?
Salamander, give him a bend.
Tropical blend.
I give banana and panada. Give him a ham.
Empanada's good.
And you're on the brand banana. Give him a dan.
The brand is strong.
And you're gone again and now to give it a ham.
Give it a ham. All right, that was the thing.
Give it a hand. Hand.
Give it a hand.
And welcome back to Dynamic Banter. What a beautiful morning it is here in Los Angeles. It's a Thursday, 9:47 a.m. How's everybody feeling out there? Are you getting ready to die, dynamic banter? Wake up, everybody! It's time to get up in the morning. You're stuck in traffic or you're at home thinking about your shit life. Well, we're here to bring up your baby blues. Give you those DBDBs. And with me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, is my favorite boy, the man who I'm constantly lost in his hair. One time I tried to get to my car from the studio and I was lost in his hair.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on?
That was stupid.
That was, I don't want to say too much too soon, but that was one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
That's stupid music.
What is that? What is the name? What is the file name of that enthusiastic big band? Six.
Do you want to know?
Royalty free enthusiastic big band six.
I'll tell you if you want to know. It's called Game Show. No copyright sounds. Royalty free.
That's great. That's great. That's. Dude. That should have been the name of this podcast.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen! Whoa! We got Puking Peter up in the helicopter. He's going to tell us all about the weather.
Look all out there!
We also have Tiny Tits Jane. She's got the tiniest tits. She's here in the studio. Tiny Tits.
I told you to stop calling me.
She's the only girl we have in the studio.
Please don't call me that.
We're going to make her feel like shit all day. Tiny Tits.
Please. I'll quit.
And we have Mike Falzone here. Mike Falzone's my main man. He's the one who gives me mouth to all the rest. That's it. And everything ready to have a smoke is ready. So Mike Falzone.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. Dude, we did some bits before this episode even started.
I was crying tears. Setting up the cameras today, I was crying tears.
Dude, we came up with such a funny, stupid bit.
Holy shit.
Should we talk about it?
I don't remember it.
I'll remember it. I'll tell you.
No, it was the...
We were talking...
So, how do you set
this up? How did we get to it?
You see... Oh, I don't remember how it started.
No, you gotta remember.
But...
Because what the fuck are we... How? Dude, literally,
oh, you
how?
Said that you went to Santa Monica with Brett.
Oh, right, right.
And you said he wanted to go to the beach, but it's like winter times.
Right.
So I was like, what if he just walked into the water?
Oh, right, that's it. What if he took you to the beach and then just walked slowly into the water?
Yeah.
And then was saying, like, goodbye, and, like, you did this.
Goodbye, this is your fault, Steve.
You agreed to come to the beach, and now this is happening. And then the joke was, what are you going to tell my wife?
Yeah, yeah, his last words as he went into the water.
What are you going to tell my wife? He's still saying it, and he knows he's about to drown.
Yeah. So speaking your last words as water fills your mouth is really the premise of that.
Yeah, yeah, but like in a comical way. And so Mike and I took that to the next level, and Mike was saying...
What if you said something really, really dumb and really matter of fact as your last word? Like, you said something really poetic, like, and you tell my children to be... give me some dramatic music.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. This will happen
look
quick.
Up dramatic music, royalty-free, track 7, section B, game show.
Hang on, how about this?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, put some reverb on my voice. Tell my kids to be strong and walk tall, just like his father's walking into this cold ocean. Tell my wife that I've loved her since the second I laid eyes on her. She's beautiful and strong. And most of all, tell the world that Henry Zebediah Stevenson, at the very end of his life, said, there's a water coming in the planet. I got water in my room.
I can't. I gotta stop. I can't do the rest of the podcast.
Oh, man.
Where the fuck is the speaker on this thing?
Maybe it's the keyboard house over here.
Fuck, that's so funny. Yeah, so we were just doing that bit for like while we were setting up today's podcast.
So matter of fact, there's a lot of reminder mail.
Then we went even deeper with it and we're like, you were with my husband as he passed.
Yes. Yeah. We did everything we could.
I know. And you know I don't blame you.
Yes.
You know? So I just want to know what...
And we feel for the family. And
thank you. Thank you.
Or anything you need.
If you could, I know it's hard to ask you to relive
anything,
that hard moment.
Yes.
But I must know.
Anything.
Yeah, I must know what his final glorious words were. Because he was a poet, and everybody knew
right?
it. Absolutely, he was a poet. Consciously and subconsciously, he would talk in his sleep, and it would be poetry, pure poetry.
I see,
and so. He really just had a way with words. His words were never strange. Uh-huh. His words were always
not strange.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Always wonderful.
Yes.
So
elegant.
Please tell me, what were his last words? They had to be.
You mentioned
they
way he
had
spoke.
To be. I mean, I'm sure it still echoes in your mind.
Not as much as you might think. I can tell you.
I understand. It's easy to... You're trying to move on. You're trying to forget about it.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, What did my beautiful...
It's very difficult for all of us.
Yeah, thank you. What did my beautiful, well-spoken husband say? What were his final amazing words?
I can tell you what he said right before.
Right before his... Right before what?
Right before his...
Right before he died.
Yes, but...
Those are the words.
Kind of leading up to...
Give me everything he said, please.
Well, he did mention... his wife.
Oh, of
you,
course.
How beautiful
course.
And strong.
He was a good man.
And he mentioned the children.
Oh, of course. Of course. And I knew he would.
And he
I
told
knew
them
he
to
would.
Walk tall with their heads high. He sounded very proud of his children.
Oh, was it beautiful?
It was so beautiful.
And then?
And then he mentioned he had a message for the world.
He really did?
He had a message for the whole world.
He said he had a message for the whole world?
He had a message for the entire world?
You don't mind if I record this, do you? I just don't want to forget it.
How much battery do you have?
I'm hitting record on my phone right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Go ahead. This is some. Apparently, these are my husband's, my beautiful husband,
yes.
eloquent with words, yes. his final words.
Of course, went on and on yeah. about you and how
of
beautiful.
Of course, thank you.
And the children,
he's
so
a good
strong.
Man. He's
yes.
a good man.
And, of course, his message for the world.
What was that? I cannot wait.
Well, that was towards the end.
Of course. And then he said.
And it kind of, it was quiet. So I couldn't quite make it out.
Oh,
exactly.
No. Is that true?
Yes, unfortunate.
Well, unfortunate. Please do your best. Please, I must know what he said.
Please.
What his profane final words were.
He mentioned that he might have had some water in his mouth. Please do the game show music. In a perfect world, the beginning of the show just started. Hold on,
ladies
hold on,
and gentlemen, we're the BAM!
He mentioned he may have had some water in his mouth.
All right. Boom, bow, boom, biggie, bow, bow. Karen with the totally small titties is going to come up with us in a moment and talk about the news. Boring. You're going to have some shit read to you from a woman with tiny tits. And then we're going to get down to rockin', rackin', rookin', ticket giveaway. That's right. The Hologram Country Music Awards are coming up this weekend. who's going to go in the fucking drone that's a giant bag of Fritos? Today's the day we find out. We're going to seal you up in a bag of Fritos. A giant bag. With the only place in the world you can get human-sized Fritos. Then we're going to seal you up. Hold your breath. And then you're going to be launched out of a fucking cannon. And then you're going to go in the fucking... You're gonna go to the motherfucking Hologram Country Music Awards! You little bitch! We'll be right back, but now! Time to get the mic fouls up!
What's up, bud?
How you doing, buddy? Anyway, so I'm glad that we did the bit here because then... Now we'll remember it forever. We had so much fun with it. We had so much fun with it. We were like... My beautiful children, may they grow tall and proud. Know that their father is always with them. Ooh, that's too much water down in my mouth. What were his final words? Well, I mean, I think he said... Oh, well, now that's... too much water down in my So, anyway, let me know if you want it inscribed on a plaque somewhere.
Oh, my God. He said, reaching my limit for water, I think, was his final word.
Pretty sure that's what he said. He said, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, too much water in my mouth.
That's not where this goes.
I can't swallow it all.
What were we talking about also? We were talking about, like, Nintendo and how they, like...
I got something to tell you, man.
Oh, go ahead. I want to hear it.
Early this morning, maybe five-ish, I purchased, because somebody bought an extra t-shirt last week, I purchased the Nintendo Live account.
Oh, you got it!
And
yeah.
The first thing I did was I downloaded that damn Tetris
game. Oh, fuck.
And that's the best. It's the best. Oh, non-spawn.
Man. Dude, I'm so happy.
So good.
I'm so happy because I don't know what it is, but I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I was thinking about playing it on this podcast and not saying anything and just sitting here.
Dude, I was going to bring my Switch in to the office. You heard it here first.
I'm just making sure it's still on. You should.
I was going to bring my Switch into the office.
It sounds like a knife, like you were going to bring a knife into the office.
My
like
Switch. Threatening. So I was going to bring my Switch into the office so that we could play Tetris. Dude, there's a Tetris game that has two players, and you play together on the couch.
On that 99? Tetris
I think,
99?
No.
What's it called?
It's Tetris 99.
Am I 9?
Tetris 99.
With all the cops.
Yeah, that's the one with... The Lonely Island guy in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Andy Samberg.
Andy Hot Rod Samberg. I think we gave no one understanding.
All right, well, let's
still very upset.
Let's tell people what Tetris 99 is. Well, I'll tell you. It's a game that just came out on the Nintendo Switch, and it was a free game you get with the
Oh, he's out. He's asleep. He's completely Steve's completely asleep. I'll take it from here, I guess. Let me see if I can wake him up.
Ah, 99!
You were talking about
99. Yeah, no, Tetris 99. It's Tetris, but you're playing... There's also 99 other people.
Also playing Tetris.
There are 99 total people playing Tetris at one time while you play Tetris 99.
And then there's one person in the corner playing Dr. Mario.
I wish. Yeah. I would love a Dr. Mario like that.
Do they
anyway,
have... Okay, go ahead.
The way you play is that you are competing to be number one out of 99. Mm-hmm. And the way you do that is you clear those lines... And you defend your board.
Yeah.
Now, what do I mean by defend your board? Well, I'll tell you. You have a few options when the game begins. Once the 99 people appear in the level, you get options. Like, all of your lines, and a line in Tetris is when you block up a straight line across, and then it, like, disappears and you get points.
When you make good in Tetris.
That's a line.
Now, describe even further what a line is for people who have never played Tetris.
I'd say draw one dot on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Then draw another dot, maybe like a few inches away from that dot.
Okay.
Draw that dot.
Yeah.
Then keep your pen on that dot and keep the pen down on the paper and connect it to the other dot.
Directly?
Directly. Straight.
And that's a line.
That's a line.
Okay.
Oh no, team bitch. Please, I need to know the inflection. I need to know even the inflection.
He didn't sound too worried.
Yeah, he really
he definitely
did.
Knew it was happening.
That's him. He knew. He was always ready for death.
Oh my god.
No matter what happened, he was always ready for it. I'm pretty sure he just said, uh-oh, there's water in my mouth. And that was, those were his last words. Anyway, so here's what you can do in Tetris 99. Anytime you get a line on your Tetris board.
And we remember from before.
You can affect other players. And by affect, I mean... You add lines onto their board.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you get like fucking five lines in a row, because you made a nice symmetrical block, then those five lines are going to be transported to a random person of the 99 people playing Tetris.
So the better you do, the worse off somebody else is.
Not only that, though, you are also open to this vulnerability. Someone else could have you selected as an opponent.
Yeah.
And any lines they get will be added to your board.
Okay.
Sometimes up to six people could have you selected.
Oh, crazy.
And they're adding all of their lines to your board and you get destroyed.
So you could strategize, as it were, with a friend.
Yeah.
Can we play the same in the same 99?
I don't know. I think it's completely random. And Nintendo loves it that way.
Okay.
Nintendo has made it incredibly hard to connect online with your pals.
It's the chat roulette of Tetris.
The reason why, though, is because they want to stay out of that pervert game.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, they don't want people being like pieces of shit. They know how volatile an online community can get, especially in the gaming world.
Uh-huh.
So they've found a way to like not let that happen.
Subvert it.
And it's kind of a double-edged sword, because it's like, yeah, Nintendo is known for not having a volatile online
feature. Well, a lot
feature.
Of kids, it's because they have little kids.
But dude, the little kids are the ones that kind of ruin the online experience
because
on the other
kids
systems.
Are perverts.
Right. And they're like, you know, antagonistic. And then there's the assholes that don't know how to speak and are morons and like Cro-Magnon little brain boys that like shout like hate words and like fucking.
Why do they do that?
Because they're just simple people that don't want to progress in a society of people that just want to live
equally. Also, I think that there's something when you're real small that you want to be the most like shocking. You want to say the most.
Sure,
like
sure.
When you're a rebellious Lee boy.
Yeah.
You want to say rebellious things, but you don't know, you're not smart enough socially to understand the impact of
Mbacto. I believe they're called edge lords.
What?
They're
Did we
called,
just learn a new word?
They're called edge lords.
Who is called that?
The people that
do that?
Yeah, because they're being like edgy.
They're edge
like, lord. I'm being edgy and like this fucking edge lord over here. Yeah, edge lord.
Do they give themselves that name, or
I
is
don't
that the
know.
Name people use to make fun of them?
I think they use it to make fun of them.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that a lot more.
Yeah, it's used to make fun of them. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they named themselves.
Oh no,
I was like,
that's
awful. Saddest.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. Yeah, ever.
That's
no,
sadder
no.
than the guy killing himself
in the water.
Part. Yeah.
My mouth is full of water. What were his last words, though? Well, I think he said, oh,
mouth.
No. I think it was my mouth, followed by what I think was an oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Then a fart bubbled up.
Yeah.
To the top.
It could have been breath, but the smell that accompanied
it. Like
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mate, pretty much sealed the deal.
It could have been breath.
50-50, it was breath.
Dude, imagine we get to the point where, you know how robots do surgery? Like really detailed surgery?
Yeah, yeah. Precise.
Imagine it's robots all the way down. Like every doctor is a robot.
That's my favorite J.J. Abrams.
Robots all the way down?
Uh-huh.
And then the doctors, the robot doctors, have to deliver bad news.
Oh, like they also have to deliver the bad news.
Yeah, like
that's very funny.
People have they have too much empathy in the future, and they're like, oh, I can't hurt human beings.
And
like
it
that
shouldn't
anymore.
Be the responsibility of a human being to tell another human being something very sad.
Yeah, so we got to send the robot to do it.
We got
to
send the robot. Yeah. The robot comes in.
Oh, here comes the doctor. Here comes. Oh, he's stuck on the door. He just performed eye surgery, but he's stuck on the door. Here he comes. Doctor. Hello. You got to tell.
Good morning.
He's so loud.
Falzoni.
We're going to turn it down.
Good morning, Falzoni.
Okay, that's fine. He seems like he's in a good mood. Good morning, doctor.
We have news for you.
Yes, please.
We have news for you, sir. This morning about your mother.
Okay.
Your mother died.
What? Where's he going? Where's he going? He's stuck on the door. That's a goddamn nightmare. That's a nightmare.
Your mother died. I will give you a minute to...
So loud trying to get out.
Slamming it.
While the family...
Slamming into the wall. Anyway, obsessed with Tetris. I looked the other day.
When you are done grieving, say...
Say,
come back, doctor.
Say, done grieving. If you do not understand, you can say main menu at any time. Your mother died.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yo, that's terrible.
This has not been recording.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And now we're in. Now you've got this angle.
Okay,
sorry,
we'll work with
Mike.
It
we'll play
that's
with
okay
it.
I mean, we got these. I think
we're giving Sarah a challenge.
take that take something a little different and a little shittier every week. Sarah,
take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again and learn to make the wings. What were your...
When you hear voices. Guys, I want to shout out our sponsor. Want to give a shout out to Me Undies. Me Undies. Me Undies. Me guys, Me Undies, just the best underwear I've ever put on.
Absolutely. I would agree with that 100%.
Like, I'm saying that. As a human being, I'm saying out loud,
best
they are
underwear.
The best underwear I've ever worn in my life.
Yes.
So let's ask yourself a question then, because I'm not the one here. Take on me.
Take.
Is your underwear making you happy at this very moment? Or were you not even thinking about your underwear, perhaps? Wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft that you feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long, consensually? Well, I've got one word for you. MeUndies. BuzzFeed said this about MeUndies. Ready? They feel like actual heaven against your skin. We're going to assume heaven is really soft in this context. Ask Men said they feel like silk drenched in hand lotion. These undies are so soft, they make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried. They are so soft that Kenny G thinks about them to get inspired to write his next song.
They make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried? Is that what you said?
MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. Take that, big cotton.
You're gonna wanna dip into the solarium white! We don't make any mistakes here!
I love that they have different prints and colors as well, weird ones and fun ones, and some with little doggy pups on it. And I absolutely love it.
They sent me a pink one.
For
full,
a lady?
Full pink. No.
Or for you?
For me.
Do you love it?
I love it. Makes my package look nice. Look
yeah, like that's it. The thing. That's the other thing about
gives
me.
Gives you a wrestler package.
Yeah, it gives you a nice package. Yeah. Not, that's something they should advertise.
Can you?
Yeah, you could say, and for men...
It's flattering to your all of your garbage. Your pants garbage.
It's a bit lovely in the bulge. In the bulge area.
It'll make you a bit lovelier in the bulge area.
Yeah, what an ad. I hope you guys love this. MeUndies.
It's all from the heart. This is what. This
Speaking
is what
of prints, why not match your bottom half with your better half? And get matching prints for you and your partner. You can get matching prints. And guess what? Ladies can also get in on the MeUndies train. My girl wears some MeUndies, a MeUndies top and a MeUndies bottom. And it's fucking adorable.
Yeah, man.
And soft as shit.
Yeah, we're assuming shit is really soft in this scenario.
MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on this side of the Mississippi. Hang out in their super comfy lounge pants. And onesies! There are onesies! I've not gotten my hands on a onesie, but I swear to God, as soon as I'm done with this, I am emailing someone.
I don't care who it is.
And the subject line is, I need a MeUndies onesie.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to Hank Green.
We should both get them and then run around like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And giggle.
Yeah.
Yes, MeUndies makes onesies, guys. And apparently they're incredible. I don't know myself, but of course, if they're made out of the same material as the undies, then I can't even. There's no. My why brain will explode.
Why aren't they called Me Onesies?
It should be.
Yeah.
The Me Onesies. What about for the girls, the bras, the Me Jublies?
Me Jublies?
Me Jublies.
Me Jublies. Oi.
Guys, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you order MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, guys. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable underwear you will ever put on.
And that's coming from two podcasters.
To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Ding, 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 ding. Wow, that was a great track.
You've been finding some bangers this morning.
Thanks, man. Way. This has all been by chance. It's just sometimes the stars align.
What's another thing that Bob Ross says?
Something about happy trees.
It's the happiest little tree.
How many episodes of Gilbert Gottfried painting like Bob Ross do you think that you could get there?
I think if we were somehow able to make that show in real life, people would be excited about it.
Okay. Gilbert, you free this spring?
For what? Can't you see I'm busy?
Guys, Robin Hood. 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 Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, exchange traded fund options, and cryptos, all commission-free, guys. Commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. You guys want to get started on investing? This is really the way to do it.
I got started on investing from this app.
Me too.
Wanted to learn more about it. Then we got the sponsorship. I was able to check it out, and now it's real nice.
I knew only a little bit about this kind of thing from doing the crypto.
Money gonna go away. Money burns. Crypto don't. Hello. Crypto don't.
I use this app. I do. I just started using it. It's very fun. It's fun because you're like, I'm doing stocks.
Yeah.
I'm buying and selling.
Yeah.
You can put, like, you know, whatever you want in there. Check it out. And it's simple. And the intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. So if you already know what you're doing, it's also cool for you. And there's easy to understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Dynamic Banter a free stock! That's right, free stock in Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at banter.robinhood.com. That's banter.robinhood.com.
That's right.
Crypto don't.
That's 100% right.
Guys, someone sent us this bird, by the way. You guys have been hearing this bird, and some of you might have been seeing it on my Instagram stories. I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's one of those toys where the bird, like, repeats what you say.
It's a really great gift.
I've never seen anything like this one, though. Like, do you remember when you were a kid, there was the parrot that, like, it's like a stuffed parrot on like a plastic log.
Yeah.
And you press the button and it basically does this.
Yes.
That's the only version of that I've ever seen.
This is like
seen.
The Rainforest Cafe version.
Yeah.
Of
this is the grandma's centerpiece version.
Yeah. This could be on a table during dinner.
This could be at grandma's house on a shelf and you wouldn't think twice about it.
No.
But when you press that button.
Crypto don't.
too
much water in my mouth.
I don't know who sent it to us.
I'll find out.
But thank you, whoever did it. Send us a history road about it or some shit.
Crypto don't.
Anyway, we love it. We've been playing with it, and the Valley folk have been playing with it. It's just like a great gift. It was a perfect little gift.
I'm glad that the Valley folk gets a lot of enjoyment out of the gifts sent to Dynamic Bound here.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Where's you know? Did you maybe
you speak backwards?
Fuck, we didn't get to talk about anything we wanted to talk about.
What did we want to talk? We talked about Tetris. We talked about the guy with water is blue.
Yeah, but we did, I wanted to talk about like how we were talking about how Nintendo kind of like stayed the kiddie game route.
Yeah.
And still survived through all this like gritty adult shit.
All it had to do was last at least 40 years.
It's crazy though, because it did really feel like Nintendo was like not gonna last.
Right. After a certain amount of it, after like Wii,
yeah, the and Wii, and then Game the Wii Cube. U, that yeah. like fucking big giant,
yeah. What was that?
Garbage. It made me think Nintendo's days were numbered.
What happened to the cardboard thing?
Yeah, that one didn't really work out so well.
That's too much. You can't give people that much to do.
Nintendo does stuff like that. They release something that's like no one else has done it.
Yeah, they give people too much credit.
And then they like, you know, they put out a whole line of things that like isn't really working out. It's probably not gonna last. I don't think they're even making any more of them.
Dude, so the guy's name is Ray.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. Us. Thank you. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Sugar Ray. Need to fly.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that. But it is interesting how they survived, and good on them. I'm a Sony guy. I like my PlayStation.
Sure, you're a PlayStation guy.
And my PSVR, and I've been a Sony guy for a very long time. But at heart, I am a Nintendo guy.
Well, I think that's what so many of us grew up on. Mm-hmm. It was such a huge, huge big deal when we got a Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
System.
Yeah.
It was a huge... I never thought I was going to get one of those.
I know. You never do think you're going to get one, and then you do, because your parents are awesome, and you never stop playing on it.
No.
And that, like, my parents getting me a Nintendo, probably just like your parents getting you a Nintendo, is the reason why you still play video games.
Yeah.
Because they took a chance and got us that thing because we wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
And then we got it, and now we like video games still. But yeah, the Nintendo's great, man. And so I have always been secretly rooting for Nintendo. Uh-huh. Even when they put out
shit. But not
shit,
helping them out.
Like the Wii Fit board and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or the Wii Racket.
Uh-huh.
To play Wii Tennis and Wii Bowling and shit.
Yeah.
They did cool stuff with motion controls, but seems like motion controls is not really, at least those type of motion controls. The ones that
Do
work.
You like the PlayStation one?
I like the VR motion control.
Yeah.
Because that's like a whole different thing. That's like me holding lightsabers and swords and stuff.
Yeah. Me lightsabers is next week's sponsor.
The most comfortable lightsabers to get murdered by. But yeah, anyway.
Do we have time for a history road?
Yeah, let's do some history roads. And then, let's just do some. Hey, you know what, man? Honestly. Let's just do some history roads.
While you're looking for one, I'll remind you guys that we have two sold-out shows in Nashville in April. There it is. That we're really excited for. And we have somebody actively looking at another city for us. And I don't want to say anything right now because I don't want to... We'll get excited about it when it's happening, just in case it falls through. But we're making great strides. And please, last thing... Just last thing before the music, please tell somebody else about the show. Watch the video episodes. Sarah does a great job with the video episodes. If you're not already subscribed to and notified by the Dynamic Banter YouTube channel, Sarah does an awesome job with that. And, yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
Crypto dump. yeah, has it clicked in? Because it moves.
Yeah, he hasn't been moving, huh? It's because he's got
a lazy bird.
Uh-oh, did he break already?
Thank you, Ray.
We already broke it.
Thank
you, Ray.
What else was I going to say? Watch the video episodes. And tell, if you can, tell two people about...
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, thank you, Ray.
Sorry, go ahead.
This looks like a wooden saxophone now. No, just tell two people about the podcast. Hopefully, oh, they tell two people.
Yeah. Because we want to tour around.
Yeah. I don't like that. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Thank you, Ray.
Pretty Burge.
Okay, so
I don't like that even.
Let's
more.
Do this. This history road comes from Courtney Miner, M-I-N-E-R.
She's 14 years old.
Forever.
She's perpetually 14 years old.
Courtney Miner of the Illinois Miners, who never become 18. None of the miners have ever turned 18. Courtney Miner says, "Hi, Mike and Steve. This is the shortest history road ever, I promise. Last night, when talking with my roommate about weird sex education in school, she said, well, there is always abstinence, and in the spirit of my two favorite born boys, I swiftly replied, you know, they say abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Love you silly boys so much. I listen to DB every night to fall asleep, and I'm still here today because of the light that both of you provide to the world." Oh, thank you so much.
That's so fucking funny. You're so funny.
Hugs and kisses, Leal Courtney girl.
That's great. Thanks, Courtney.
Dude, you know what it is? The, like, abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Like, the play on words thing. I've always found a play on words to be hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's very vaudeville stuff. That's, like, vaudeville.
Keeping it alive.
Yeah, if you watch, like, Marx Brothers stuff, that's what they do. The whole time it's just weird wordplay.
Yeah.
There was, oh my God, there was such a good fucking, hang on, I gotta think about it. It was like, I don't know, I can't do it. Anyway, there was a really good Marx Brothers bit that I can't remember because I'm a fucking idiot! Hello! Thank you, Ray.
This is
Ian Gregory Blaine says, "I'm kidnapping Mortimer if you don't read this email."
Are you not a magician, Ian Gregory Blaine?
Hi Mike and Steve,
I'm right behind you. Thanks.
Hi Mike and Steve, is this your card? I know that you guys were probably going to wait until November of 2019 to return to the age-old debate of whether the song Wonderful Christmas Time is actually any good or not, but I think it's time that the viewers heard some valuable information from Mr. Sir Paul McCartney.
Thank you, Ray.
Oh, too much water now. After hours of digging, I was able to find... What were his last words? I just need to know.
You have to tell me
his last words.
I believe he said...
Just everything he ever said was profound. What did he say? Tell me.
His final words were, "Too much water in my mouth now."
Are you sure?
100% sure.
Anyway, I gotta get out of here.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Your mother died.
Somebody shut it off.
Your mother died.
I hate it. I hate Robot Doctor.
Robot Doctor is my favorite. Dude, let's make a pilot for Robot Doctor.
Robot Doctor, literally that.
Like, yeah. It always just comes. It just doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's like a three camera sitcom with a laugh track, and Robot Doctor comes in. The audience cheers. Yeah, Robot Doctor. And the guy's like, "Robot Doctor, we've got something really scary going on right now. This little girl has a marble caught in her throat. We have to extract it now, Robot Doctor." And he goes, "I got this." She's like hitting the wall. And the mom is like, wait, is this going to be okay?
The curtains come down in between the beds.
Yeah, it's like ripping. It's like it comes in with the scalpel and yeah. just rips right through the curtain. Like straight down. It's like making like heart shit. And then it turns to like nothing in midair, and it just starts like slicing the air.
It's sewing up the air, and the thread is just going down.
Yeah, your mother died. Your mother died. Your mother died. Your mother died.
I don't like Robot Doctor.
Another episode of Robot Doctor. I want one where it comes into the room and goes, well, any patients today? And it just blasts through the front desk. It just destroys the lobby front desk, and like people have to jump out of the way.
Robot Doctor.
Your mother died. Your mother died. Your mother died.
He's sewing up a plant in the lobby.
Dude, this is a huge thing because I'm telling you, t-shirts with it that says your mother died, your mother died, your mother died.
that's the catchphrase.
Yeah, in the background, it's just repeated and it's Robot Doctor like,
oh my God.
Your mother died, your mother died.
I don't like Robot Doctor.
Dude, I want another t-shirt. I don't like Robot Doctor. Yeah. Or maybe on the front of it, it's your mother died, your mother died. And on the back, it says, I don't like Robot Doctor.
Yeah, and there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see plushies that when you squeeze it, because your mother died, your mother died, your mother.
So we're picturing him looking like a J5.
It's cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute. Dude, I'm going to make this show. I'm going to write the pilot.
Please do it.
I'm writing it down right now.
I want to be one of the people in the lobby that jumps out of the way.
Robot Doctor.
Write Robot Doctor pilot.
All right. After hours of digging, I was able to... This is still a History Road email. Make sure we're still recording everywhere.
Yeah.
After hours of digging, I was able to find a 1986 interview with Sir Paul himself talking about the creation of the song Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh, nice. Finally.
And how the iconic and evidently very polarizing synth wasn't actually a part of the original songwriting process or demo for Wonderful Christmas Time.
I'll just throw this on top. No one will notice.
This song sounds beautiful and great with just my vocals. I think I'm going to throw a synth into it. I think I'm going to throw a broken synth into it.
But earlier this month, I noticed, horny for synth.
Ooh, nah. Thanks. In a BBC Two interview, Paul demonstrates how the synth delay works to a live studio audience. Unfortunately, I cannot locate the video for this interview, so this is all that we have to go on. Oh, we found something, and I'm downloading it right now.
We found something. It's a lion. It's huge.
Thanks so much, Mike and Steve, for all that you guys do. Mike, you should know that I finally cleaned up the mess in my kitchen, and that you should be expecting a gift package sent to the Valley Folk P.O., but addressed to Attention Dynamic Banter. Okay. This was before Steve had said that it needed to be addressed to the Valley Folk, but hopefully Mike is right, and it wouldn't matter if it was addressed to John Dongle or William Wickwillian. For the record, I think the song is just okay. Also, you can tell Elliot that Gatorade is for 9-year-olds who don't get their nutrients from actual food. All right, let's listen to this this interview.
I don't know what he said.
Okay, here we go.
We chatted about Christmas past and present.
The whole idea actually was kicked off by a thing I originally was asked to do for the BBC. They were doing TV commercials for Radio 2, and they wanted it to be from a different perspective. They asked me to do a song, a slightly different version of it. And so I said, well, I'll just do an acoustic thing. They said, well, that's not very different. I said, okay. He said, oh, you really want different? Oh, good. So we started cooking up some quite sort of different-y things.
Wonderful Christmas Time came about from a spiteful argument.
Oh, you want something different? I'll give you fucking different.
Bitch. Nah.
To go with the song. And I'm going to try and recreate it now. This is what I'm going to use the Studer four-track machine. So, to get this different perspective. So, I'll go into this machine and record in the same way we used to in the old days. It's just a four-track machine. So, first of all, I go into track one. There. Anyone can see that? The light comes on track one. And I'm at zero on the little speedometer. So, okay, so I'm just going to record a bit of this, and this is where it gets really riveting, because that's what I'm going to record. We're in track one. We're ready to roll.
I've never used this machine in my life.
Okay, record.
Yeah!
Bringing it back.
Wow, it's been so long. Dude, it's been so long since I've been actually Rickrolled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
What a classic bit that you were really taking a chance on, buddy.
No wonder he wanted us to read it that bad.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, it's just the whole rest of the song.
Great.
All right, nice work, man. You got us. Been Rickrolled.
Not a laugh out loud moment, but definitely you got me. That's a healthy mouth.
We'll do one more history road. Clean which is up. Not an actual history road. Afri3165 says, have you ever had like a lyric stuck in your head or maybe a phrase? Well, yesterday while making dinner, I could not stop hearing Steve say spam musubi for some reason over and over. I was making pizza. No connection whatsoever. Perhaps it was an unconscious reminder that I need to try it one day. It's not readily available for this Ohio baby-born girl, but maybe I can try to make it myself. I'll keep you updated. Shout out to my pal, Derek. Can't wait to see you in Nashville, Annalise.
Thank you, Annalise. Annalise.
Spam musubi. Am musubi.
Perfect.
Can't wait. Okay, great. Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Annalise, and I will see you in Nashville. Mike, you want to plug anything?
I got a ton of shows coming up. This weekend, this is the Friday and tomorrow are your last 2 days to buy tickets for the Portland version of the Friends and Friends show. Me, Delman, Ali Makovsky, and Elliot Morgan, as well as Becky Wallenstein, will be in Portland at the Siren Theater. And you got to come see us. Tickets on Eventbrite and MikeFalzone.com. I'm doing shows all over LA for the next couple months and traveling around a little bit. Also, me and my friend Steve are going to hit the road pretty soon. So, why don't you catch us? We got brand new t-shirts coming out. We got stuff in production right now. And it's all going to be great. Tell two people about this show. We're going to have a grand old time come see in your house real soon. Open the door.
Wow, that was beautiful, Mike. Well, yeah, I don't want to say anything else because that was beautiful. Great. All right, great episode, man. Thank you so much for being a good friend, you know?
And thank you as well.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.